shots, and it was so smooth.
Well, that's all you really can drink with that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, that's not necessarily true, because you're talking about 190 to 195 proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I drank a lot more 151 Bacardi rum than that before.
Yeah, well.
And that's not much less potent.
I mean, 40.
Hey, kids out there, the reason that Bruce Hall, of Bruce Hall's second opinion, by the way, that's what you're listening to. The reason that, hey, if you're young and you're listening to me, don't even start drinking.
Yeah, don't do that.
It is absolutely the worst. First of all, you're never going to have any money, because if you're making like average to above average income and you go to a bar twice a week, you're going to spend your whole damn paycheck there.
Yeah.
You're really, unless you date a bartender, which I did for like 15 years.
There's a time and a place for everything, and it's called college. So, yeah.
Or you could just go and get some craft beers.
It's the cheapest craft beers
and, you know, $7.
I still drink crap beer. I still drink. I have a 30-pack of
Red, Maddie, White, and Blue.
Of Natural Bohemian in my
Red, White, and Blue is cheaper than that. Schaefer was cheap.
I like 89 cents
a six-pack.
Have you ever had a really good beer?
Yeah, of course I've had a really good beer.
89 cents a six pack. Anybody here? No. Ever bought beer cheaper than that? No.
What? What? How
89
much?
Cents a six pack.
Well, I didn't live back then, Bruce. I wasn't alive then. But
too bad for you.
Beer was really cheap. In West Virginia, there
have
was
you
a
ever
$10,
had gas for 19 cents a gallon? I've had gas for 19 cents a gallon.
I filled a tank up for 10 though when I first started driving. It was like $1.10 or something like that. But in West Virginia, there's a beer called Beer 30. And it was $10 a 30-pack. So that
30 cents a piece.
It's pretty close.
It's real tough. 30 cents a piece, that's expensive.
I'm just saying that's, well, no, it's
that's
not.
That's twice as expensive.
That's how we know that you haven't had a drink in however long. It's because you think that 30 cents for beer is expensive.
That's too much. I quit drinking when beer costs more than $1 for a beer.
Yeah, well.
I just quit. But that wasn't why I quit. I quit because I like to drive.
Six-packs are like $10 now. For a good beer.
Yeah.
How about cigarettes? Think if you were one of those stupid people who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Oh, my God. Half of our lines just went down.
I smoked, anyway. I smoked in college. I smoked for about four or five years.
That's ridiculous. Why?
Smoked for 5 years.
Because you were hooked on
I worked in bars.
You were hooked on tobacco.
I worked in bars. And when you're in a bar for 8 hours a night and everyone around you smoking. Because we were allowed to smoke
in bars. Wilbur Hensley, who's one of my best friends, came up. And actually toured the Capitol with me and my baseball team and the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League, all the teams, this past Tuesday. Okay? Wilbur had jaw and throat cancer twice in the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
He's a two-time cancer survivor, never smoked a cigarette in his life.
You know, I mean,
can I tell you what? He's worked in bars for 35 years.
Well, yeah.
And that's how he got it. In Tennessee, you can still smoke in a bar.
No.
No, yes, you can.
I was just there.
It's got to be designated private club smoking bar.
Right.
You pay,
well, there's still that in Virginia,
you pay like $50,000 a year to do that, and people will go. He owns a place on Beale Street. Mm-hmm. He owns like five places on Beale Street. He's right across from B.B. King's on Beale Street in Memphis. And there's four floors of his building. First floor is like just a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice. It's air conditioned. The beer is just ice cold. It's all on ice. Second floor is like a disco kind of place. Third floor is live music. The fourth floor is like the VIP floor. That's where Justin Timberlake comes in and gets his own place. There's a lot of really cool people that live in Memphis.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, the smoking floor is the cheap floor. I think it's the third floor. They smoke. And you can even smell the smoke on the top floor sometimes.
Well, Virginia still has that too.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you can't smoke in every bar, but you can smoke. If you buy the ventilation system, it's expensive. I don't know exactly how much it is, but it's expensive.
What's more interesting is that he just told us there's a bar that still plays disco, though.
He means dancing. He just hasn't been out in 30 years.
I meant they have the lights.
Yeah, well, you know, clubs have lights, too, but we don't disco
John
anymore.
Travolta, baby. That's
Well, if
I was just like, wow.
In Spanish, I believe disco is a club. That's I believe it means disco.
Most places.
Hey, what are we going to talk about today, sports related?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, there's nothing.
We're going to be talking about the Aaron Hernandez.
Let's talk about Aaron Hernandez when we come back.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the MLB. We'll talk about.
We got All-Star Game coming up. Hey, by the way, this weekend, after today, almost every team in the major leagues is at their halfway point.
Yeah.
So you can take the numbers and double them after today. you'll be fairly accurate where everybody's going
to
end up.
And what's the number that most teams are shooting for? So what
it's
are
gonna
teams
t-
that,
well,
what, depend- like a playoff spot?
We're going to talk about that. You know, we can talk about that now. Right now, in my opinion, only two teams have a shot in the American League East, and that's Boston and Baltimore. They've won 49 and 46 games.
No Yankees.
So, you know, they've only won 42 games, yeah. And they're going to get worse. Because you know why they're going to get worse? Because A-Rod's coming back. and Detroit is the only team, in my opinion, that can win in the Central. They're 43 and 46. They're going to win probably 90 games, and then Cleveland will be 10 games back. In the West, Texas and Oakland both are going to win 90 to 95 games, but everybody else in the West in the American League is not going to make the playoffs. In the National League East, New York Mets fans, sorry, you're not going to make it this year.
You don't stand a chance.
Atlanta is the only team going to make the playoffs. Washington would have to go, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Like 50 and 30. The rest of the way
the Pirates,
to even have a chance.
The Pirates are doing it. I wouldn't count anybody out with a two wild card system.
Listen, except
the Mets.
In the Central Division,
I count the Mets out.
Roy, in the Central Division, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Cincinnati can all win it. And the wild card
right.
teams coming out of the Central. The sad thing about it is Pittsburgh or Cincinnati mm-hmm. will be one of the teams that doesn't make it, in my opinion. And God, if Pittsburgh didn't make it after playing so well
starting
all year.
50 and 30.
Now listen, here's the thing.
Well, Pittsburgh Pirates fans still think the Steelers are in first. They don't actually understand they have a baseball
team. I don't
even
want to talk about Steelers because it brings up, you know, my thoughts of Ben Roethlisberger and his incestual self.
Good guy.
Arizona, Colorado, San Diego, San Francisco. My San Francisco Giants, by the way, are 4 under .500.
Look bad.
And the L.A. Dodgers, who I didn't give a shot to 2-3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
any one of those five teams can win the West, but they'll have to win the West to make it to the playoffs. There's only one way they're going to make it.
The West is shoddy. It's very shoddy out there.
Very shoddy?
Mm-hmm.
S-H-O-D-D-Y, shoddy. I'm practicing.
Shoddy.
No, it's shoddy.
Like anybody has a shot.
No, I see. You're
shoddy.
A play on words.
You're good, so smart,
you
like
man.
That?
Hey, by the way, Roy.
You should see me in ad lib.
How does somebody get you on Twitter, Roy, right now?
Yeah, at SportsManCave.
And Bruce Hall is at Bruce Hall Sports. At Bruce Hall Sports. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News Talk 1230, WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at AM 1230 WFAS's Bruce Hall Second Opinion. We're talking about why you should sell your Yankees jersey because they're done for the season. And
you know
why the Pirates are just a fluke and a flash in the pan, and they'll be last place in that division by the end of the year.
So in the New York Post, there's a story about A-Rod and 300 or 500 kids that he signed, you know, like some kind of a pledge to not do drugs and all this stuff. And evidently, he didn't mean it.
Wait, what was this?
In the New York Post, there's a story about Alex Rodriguez signing a pledge. Evidently, it's some camp or somewhere with a bunch of kids and saying that, you know, he has never, will never do drugs. And, you know, come on.
This is A-Rod. Recently? He just
yeah,
signed this?
Yeah, well, they just turned it up. It's in the New York Post. You got to look it up. Hey, here's the saddest part. For the Yankees, in my opinion, you know, they got a decent starting rotation and they've done a great job to this point to have won 42 games. But if they're going to need to win 90 games to go to the playoffs, they would have to go 48 and shoot, Roy, they have to go 48 and like 42. To make the playoffs. No, 48 and 32 to make the playoffs. They're not going to make it. I just don't see them making it. I see Baltimore getting there. I see Boston getting there possibly. I don't see anybody in the Central getting there. And I only see Texas and Oakland having any kind of a chance of making the playoffs in the West.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the American League, pretty much, you know, the Yankees are done. I think Tampa's done too. I just don't think Tampa has the team this year. Is that accurate? I mean, do you feel that way? I don't see them making the playoffs.
I mean, Tampa Bay has.
They don't score runs.
Well, they have just as good a chance as the Yankees do right now.
Oh, they got a better chance than the Yankees. I think the Yankees don't make it. I think Tampa has a small shot, maybe 10%. I think Baltimore has a greater than 50% chance of making it. Mm-hmm. And I think Boston, honestly, has a better than 50 chance of making it. Because I think somebody out of the East is going to be the wild card in the American League. I don't think it's going to be the West. I think if Texas does things the way they normally do things year after year, mm-hmm. they die at the end anyway.
Yeah.
Even if they win 100 games, they're going to lose in the playoffs.
Well, I like the A's. I mean,
well, I do too.
I think they're going to hold on to that wild card. They showed last year that they could hold on to that wild card. So I wouldn't count. Actually, did they win it last year? The A's won that division, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They won it on the last day.
Right.
They won like 8 games in a row, yeah. And Texas lost 6 or 7 games.
I wouldn't count the A's out.
No, I think the A's win the West.
And I think I think it's a race between Boston, Baltimore, and I guess you could throw the Yankees in there too. I mean, I don't think the Yankees have what it takes. I think they're too old. Their age has finally caught up to them. I don't think they have good enough pitching. CeCe hasn't been.
Well, they just shut down Tex again. He's like, you know, these guys are making $20 to $30 million a year, and they're not even helping out.
They need to start making moves. Then they need to start
cutting people, no matter what.
Shipping people out. I mean, they need to get something.
Or at least trade them. Absolutely. Trade them somewhere where they can at least get a guy in the minor leagues that may help them down the road
right.
3 years.
When have you seen the Yankees do that? You haven't seen the Yankees trade for prospects.
Yeah, but you know what? You haven't seen them cut their budget till this year either. They're trying to cut their budget. You want to cut your budget, start by just clean out A-Rod's locker, clean out Tex's locker, and just start from there. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to get rid of A-Rod. The guy's been hurt. He's not playing. When he is there, he's not playing very well, and he's not showing up the time when you need him most.
And your general manager is telling him to shut the F up.
Well, he's hitting on girls in the dugout during the postseason, and what did he go
that
like?
That was
he went like 1 for 80.
That
in the
was like
or something
was that
ridiculous.
2 years ago? I think it was
that
2 years
was last
ago.
Year.
Was it last
it
year?
It was last year.
Well, when hasn't he hit on girls?
You need to
hey. When? How much? You know what? I bet his wife is a fine. Did she ever get remarried?
I don't know. I didn't even know A-Rod was married.
Oh, A-Rod was married, and she left him, and she got a great settlement in that. This is Bruce Hall. Listening. You're listening to Roy and Bruce on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. Let's do this. Let's give everybody our picks now, and then we're going to go over it in the last segment. So if you're running out of the house right now to go to church. If you tune in between 11:30 and 12, you can call us back. Matt's. I'm not going to say anything, Matt. I wouldn't tell anybody you're an atheist ever.
We wouldn't do that.
We would never do that. Yeah, look, he's Matt. Matt's good. Hey, we have one guy we know is going to hell in here. It's Matt. Hey, listen, we got. Well, Matt doesn't believe in hell, so it doesn't matter. That's like saying Matt's going to Walmart. You know, I mean, Matt doesn't like Walmart. He's never going to go in it anyway. Hey, listen. Let's start with the probable pitching matchups for today. I got Mark Burley and I got Ryan Dempster in Boston. It's a really evenly matched game. I passed on it just because it's just too tight to call. Who do you like in that game?
You're gonna have to give me 1 second to pull these up.
Well, no, I'm gonna tell you right now. It's almost dead even. I will say this: Burley this year versus Boston, 0-2, 6 ERA. I'm going to take Boston. I'm taking them.
I'll take Boston.
All right, Rick Porcello.
That is a -150.
And Jeremy Hellickson. The two of them, yeah, I've got them at -141. Mm-hmm. Porcello and Hellickson, Detroit at Tampa Bay.
Yep.
The only reason I'm taking Tampa Bay here is because they're indoors and they need the win.
They're indoors. They need the win. They're +100. Not bad. Not bad.
Yep. It's an even play. Cleveland. Masterson, who Justin Masterson has had a pretty good year. He's 11-6 when he starts for Cleveland, 9-6 overall. Although Chris Sale is pitching for the Chicago White Sox, the White Sox are -140 here. I'm passing on the game. You can take the White Sox if you want. I'm not.
Yeah, that's who I would take.
Yeah, we'll take them. You want to take them?
Well, I pick every game.
All right. Well, you're crazy.
Got to do that.
Kansas City and Minnesota, I'm passing on the game. Two guys I don't like, Santana and Correa. I'm going to pass on both of them, although both of them have pitched very well lately. I'm going to pass. It's too close to call. Minnesota won yesterday. When Minnesota wins, I think they the next Monday is a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't touch this game, but since I pick every game, I'll take Minnesota.
All right, the Los Angeles Angels, who may be the biggest disappointment besides the Yankees in baseball right now.
The 128 win game Nationals were, I think, are
yeah, they're probably bigger.
They're supposed to win 162 games.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah, but the Nationals have won more games than the Angels. The Angels are like eight games under 500. Nats only four games down. Houston, I'm staying away from it. Wilson's the better pitcher. You could probably take L.A., but they're minus 160 on the road. I'm passing on that game.
Houston is terrible.
Yeah, but they're winning games, and they got a great manager.
I mean, they're really
His name is Bo Porter.
I really like
I
like Bo.
I do, too.
But I like the Angels. In
All right, take them. New York. I'm not. Everybody, write that down. I'm not. New York Yankees. Hiroki Kuroda has only had one bad outing all year. They're in Baltimore where
they got bombed last night.
Their 4-3. Their manager happens to get up for them big time. I'm taking Baltimore and Tillman, even though, you know, Tillman's 12. They're 12-4 when Tillman starts this year. They're 9-7 when Kuroda starts.
You didn't actually mean 4-3, did you?
Yeah, well, there were two games.
It was 11-3.
Well, there was a 4-3 game. Was that 2 nights ago?
Busted.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking 2 nights ago. That's the way my...
They got busted open last night.
Listen, I had a game last night. We got shut out on two hits. I don't even want to talk about it. Hey, New York Yankees have a great shot today in Baltimore.
No, they don't.
I'm taking Baltimore.
Don't stand a chance. Baltimore.
I'm taking Baltimore. Sorry, now the National League. Everybody ready? And then after that, we'll go to the interleague games, Roy, if it's okay with you.
I guess so.
Okay, yeah, good. Cashner for San Diego is at Miami. Eovaldi, I'm passing. It's a very two evenly matched teams. They both suck. I'm passing. Well, San Diego doesn't suck. They're like in that Wild Wild West shootout.
The Marlins suck.
Yeah, they do suck.
The Marlins
Their owner sucks.
The whole franchise sucks right now.
I wonder if he's on that website we're going to create. Never mind.
No, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's there.
Washington. Gio Gonzalez, one of my favorite people in the world, if he doesn't do 50 games for pumping so he can hit home runs. Because I don't think he needs
He didn't get it.
Didn't get what?
They said he wasn't going to get any games.
When did they say that?
They've said that.
No, they haven't said that. They said they were going to get some guys some games in 2 weeks ago.
Over the break, I'll bring up their
article. All right, please do. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Washington is at the Mets. I'm taking Wheeler because he's the guy the San Francisco Giants let go, excuse me, in 2011.
Yep.
To get Carlos Beltran, who I told the Giants not to take. And they took him anyway. And what did he do? He went on the DL. He didn't help them. They didn't make the playoffs that year, even though they won the World Series the following year. But it wasn't with Carlos Beltran. Wheeler, they could use right now. He is a freaking monster. And he's going to beat Gio and the Nats today.
I got Gio.
Well, you and I, let's do, you know, I've won like the past five we've done against
Gio,
each other.
And I got the under 7.5 runs scored.
Well, that's probably accurate because neither team scores a lot of runs. Milwaukee is at Pittsburgh. You got Kyle Loesch for Milwaukee, who they're terrible. Against Pittsburgh, who's on a roll. Are you going to take Pittsburgh?
No. All right. I got Milwaukee because this starts the slide of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, well, Charlie Morton's the guy to
because
slide.
Because that's who they are in Pittsburgh. Nobody knows the Pirates.
The Nats beat Charlie Morton. You know that, right?
The Pirates are done.
The Nats beat Charlie Morton.
Pirates are done.
Hey, Roy. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. For Roy Boy, we'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. Then in the frozen bar,
I claim. Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
The Brooklyn Nets started out the season 40-1 odds, And after that big trade, they are now 10-1 odds. And we'll get into that right after we finish up our baseball picks.
Hey, you know what else I want to do? I'm going to start a little contest here, mm-hmm. Roy, and you'll like this. Whoever gets me my 1,000th follower up in New York, mm-hmm. we will invite to our party that we're going to have up there for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. You'll get two tickets, but you got to follow me at Bruce Hall Sports, and you got to be my 1,000th follower. With any luck, that would be sometime today or tomorrow, because I've already got 400 or so right around there.
12,
and I haven't. Roy thinks I'm crazy because I really don't care about followers. I follow great guys, and good guys follow me. Some of the best.
I don't think you're crazy.
Some of the best beat writers in the country follow me, which is great because they want to know what the hell I'm thinking about in the Eastern area. Plus. You know, it's the easiest way to communicate with somebody.
I do think you're a little crazy, actually.
I am a little crazy. Well, for a guy 60 in November, I am crazy.
Whoever gets me my 2,000th follower, I'll retweet you.
2,000? Hey there.
I'll retweet you.
Fuckatash. All right, here we go.
All right, let's go.
Where were we? Oh, Loesch Wharton, you took Milwaukee.
Yeah, I took Milwaukee. Pittsburgh on a slide, man.
I'm not taking Milwaukee or Pittsburgh.
And there's not a single person who can call in and tell me they're not.
Hey, Arizona.
2-4-0.
Stop. Stop. Arizona.
Don't give out the number.
Arizona at Atlanta. At Atlanta. Atlanta's minus 140. It's Mahalem against Cahill. This is an even game. Even game. I'm going to take Mahalem because Cahill, I think even the I'm pretty sure even the Nats got to Cahill a little bit last time out. He looked like he was on his way going the other direction. Who are you going
to
take?
I get the D-backs because last night I listened to Atlanta Talk Live, and they told me that the Atlanta Braves are sliding, so I believe them.
Good for me. So. I mean, good for you. Philadelphia is at the Dodgers. Barney Fife is pitching for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Kendrick is pitching for Philadelphia. Kendrick's had a great year. Dodgers are on a roll. I'm taking the Dodgers. There's no way they're going to lose this game because they're rolling. They've won 6 in a row, maybe, 7 in a row.
I hate the Phillies, so.
Yeah, there you go. Take the Dodgers with me and you'll lose two. San Francisco, one of my favorite lefties and favorite kids of all time, Madison Baumgartner, is up going against Drew Pomerantz, who was like the second player in the draft 5 years ago. Colorado is on a roll. I'm going to pass on the game because I don't pick the Giants games.
I will take Colorado because there's not a single San Francisco Giants fan that I like.
So. Oh, you can kiss my behind because I'm a San Francisco
Giants fan. Oh, you're a Giants fan.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
no
know
kidding.
That.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I didn't know that.
All right, interleague play. Roy, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Cincinnati. Matt Latos, maybe one of the biggest buttheads in the world, going against Yu Darvish, who has shown signs of being mortal lately. Mm-hmm. Who do you like in this game, and why?
Texas. I know it's Yu Darvish, and he's, you know, whatever. He's shown he's mortal or whatever, but he's 7-3 in the year, and Texas has the best pitching staff in baseball still. So
I'm going to pass.
I like the Rangers.
I'm going to pass on the game. St. Louis is at Oakland. Mm-hmm. Westbrook, let me tell you, I went against I made a bad play yesterday, just one bad play. I went against Wainwright on the road with the kid from Oakland pitching. Wainwright easily handled him. I wouldn't doubt it if Westbrook handles him too, but I'm taking Tommy Malone because he's a former Nat. Yeah, but you know what?
He's not a good young guy.
He's not the better pitcher in this matchup. A smart play would be to pass on it. Chicago Cubs at Seattle. Jeremy Bonderman, out for 2 years because of shoulder and elbow problems, has pitched phenomenally in the last 3 starts. I'm taking Seattle here because Edwin Jackson has sucked all year.
Is there do we have a crap whistle or something like that? If we had a crap whistle, this would be the game to play crap whistle.
What does that mean?
Both these teams suck.
Yeah.
I'll just do it on the fly.
Wah,
crap.
There it is. Crap whistle. That's a thing now.
That's a crap whistle.
So get that
I would
ready.
Think.
I'll make sure that's
Haven't you got a sound bite of a fart for crying out loud?
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a much better crap whistle. No, I said a sound bite, Matt, not something literal.
No, I don't want to make my microphone smelly.
I would stay away from this game. I wouldn't bet this with your money, Bruce.
All right. So we're done with our picks We're going to go over them again during the next to last segment, which is at 11:30 today. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
Sure.
Can we do that? Can we talk NFL football?
We'll see if they're the same, right?
Hey, can we talk NFL football? Hello?
Yes, we can talk NFL
football. I'm not going to buy you any more Red Bull if you don't learn how to shut up.
As long as talking football means we can talk about
Give me the Red Bull.
Being the starting tight end for the New England Patriots. As long as we can talk about that.
Are you done?
Serious.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm dead serious
about
Tim Tebow.
Talk to me about this. Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
23 years old.
Guess
is now being hooked up with how many felonies, maybe?
Well, he's
there may be a RICO Act.
He's going to jail regardless if he murdered the guy or not. Say he gets off on murder. Say he's not guilty in murder. He still has 5 gun charges that he's going to prison on. He has a gun that he doesn't have a license for. He got a charge for possession with a gun without ID. Then he got a charge with a possession of a large firearm. I mean, we saw Plexico Burress go to jail for
something similar. Well, he needs a large firearm. He's got big arms.
I mean, he's going to jail regardless. He's done. And the only team who takes chances on players who have a crooked pass just cut you. So
can I tell you what? You know what I'm reading now, and you need to get, and I'll give you one because I ordered 2 books.
Mm-hmm.
That was from our guest a couple of weeks ago. Let me tell you, Robert Kraft, like him or not like him, he is an elite owner. They dumped Hernandez so fast. I mean, it wasn't Ray Lewis never got dumped, and he had blood all over a white suit. Now listen to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is,
can we agree that Aaron Hernandez and Ray Lewis stories are completely different?
Yeah, they're completely different, but they were both felons. There's no doubt. He wasn't convicted of a felony, but I'm going to tell you, neither was O.J. Simpson, partner. Okay. Hey, hello.
I don't think Ray Lewis was ever charged with murder,
though. Yes, he was.
I don't think he was ever charged.
You know, we argued about this, and he obviously was charged with murder.
Well. No, the other other two guys took
bargained it down, and he was in jail for 1 month, and he was in an orange jumpsuit. I've got pictures of it at home because I think I saved it on my computer. Don't talk about it. Okay, all I'm saying is he was involved in a double murder on the night before the Super Bowl.
Who are you talking about?
Ray Lewis. He was in the car. They were his friends. He bought the knives for them. The day before at a Dick's Sporting Goods. My point is, I'm not making a point about him being a felon. I'm making a point about
saying
that the Baltimore Ravens didn't react nearly as fast about it, even though it was a Super Bowl
completely
weekend.
Completely different. That was
you know what? I wish we'd get calls.
That
because
was a
reactionary. You're being a moron about that.
No, Ray Lewis.
He is nobody. He's not much better.
Are you kidding me? The Ray Lewis murder thing was
Ray Lewis was 23 years old. He was just as much of a problem as he is.
No.
You know who was just as much of a problem as him? Sean Taylor was.
No.
Sean Taylor, until he got married and had a kid, had all kinds of problems.
So you're comparing Ray Lewis, which turned out to be a self-defense with a knife, and Aaron Hernandez.
Self-defense? There was no self-defense.
You don't know much about the case then, do you? Guys got off on self-defense.
Self-defense.
Self-defense. That's why they were.
I thought it got thrown out for a couple of other reasons.
Self-defense.
Okay.
The two guys got off on self-defense.
And the two guys that were
and
murdered.
Aaron Hernandez.
What were the two other guys using? They didn't have a gun. They didn't have a knife.
That's why you can't compare these two, because Ray Lewis, two guys who got off on self-defense. Aaron Hernandez, premeditated execution style, shot a guy in the back of the head. You cannot compare those two. You can't. These are two completely different, scenarios.
You know what? Here's the bottom line.
Aaron Hernandez texted two of his buddies.
You let me talk.
He texted two of his buddies from out of town. Said, "Come in.
Should we
talk
about something else? If you're not going to let me talk,
go ahead.
Somebody died in both instances.
Yes.
Okay. The big bad guys with the knives, one in one case, and the big bad guys with the gun, and the poor kid who evidently disrespected Hernandez. That's the reports we've heard.
Yeah.
He was disrespected at a nightclub by this guy in front of other people who knew them. It's all gang related. It's all crap. Now the other wasn't gang related. It was it was alcohol and party related and listen, violence related.
And whether it was self-defense or not, they're two completely different. One was premeditated.
But there are a group of kids that are both dead.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's sad.
It's very sad.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy G. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So, Aaron Hernandez, the guy rents a car, goes and buys Bubblicious bubblegum. Cotton candy flavored.
Cotton candy bubblegum.
That's one of a small child's favorite things.
I do love the cotton candy.
Good for you.
Bubblegum. It's a great choice. And he bought Black and Milds, which great. I'm glad that the prosecution brought all of that up, and it made no sense at first until he returns the car with bullet shells in it and the Bubblicious bubblegum wrappers in the car. Which he was seen purchasing at, I guess it was a 7-Eleven earlier in the night. And then you look at the text messages from Odin Lloyd about minutes, literally minutes before the presumed time of death was to his girlfriend at the time, who I guess is also friends with Aaron Hernandez's girlfriend. I guess that's how the connection between all of them is. But he texts her and he says, "Do you know who I'm with?" She says, "No, why?" He says, "NFL, just so you know." And then presumably dead moments later. So, I mean, the whole thing, there's so much. And this is just the beginning evidence against Aaron Hernandez. You know, the big time evidence hasn't been leaked yet because it could possibly could be thrown out in court like we saw in a couple of, like the one in Florida, the woman who got off her allegedly killing her daughter because it got right. All the evidence got printed in the newspaper, so it had to be thrown out in court and they had to move districts and everything like that. So the big evidence hasn't even been released yet. So if this is the small evidence.
Yeah, it's easy. Well, look, but look, the Pats, to their credit in this, in my opinion, they just decided they were done with him and they released him. And I'm pretty sure that there is nothing except insurance for them in a money situation for the cap. Because they do have cap insurance, by the way.
Was it ten million guaranteed?
No, but he's counting something like $3.8 million this year against the cap, and like an incredible amount next year. Mm-hmm. Don't think that they'll have to use it. I don't think the cap will count against them next year.
There has to be some sort of clause in there.
What it is yeah, but no. You know what? I think that it's not this year. I think it's next year. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to lose. Basically, it's the same thing that happened to the Redskins and the Cowboys. They lost. How much did the Redskins lose because of supposedly circumventing the rule?
Like
was it 12 million or 16 million on the cap?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was how much money they didn't have to spend. That just goes to show you how drastic that rule is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing that's hard for me. And, Roy, you're 27, right?
Yeah.
All right, my son's 23. This guy's about your age, okay? I could not imagine you, for any reason, getting involved with all this stuff and not knowing better. And you making $5 million a year. I mean, if you're making $5 million a year, you're taking home 2.5 to 3, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're doing that, you should be out finding very good things to do with your time. I mean, this guy was so the other way. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, John Kincaid, who I like a lot. A lot of people might not, but I like John a lot. He's got a lot of followers. And he's a Philly guy that loves Atlanta, and his show goes out of Atlanta. And he got back to me today, and I said, I read an article. There was an article on Twitter that I pulled off, and it was about his background. And this kid lost his father at the age of 49. His father was 49, and Aaron was 16 years old. Now, evidently, his dad was a great athlete. was doing great. He went into surgery for some infection or something, and he died on the table. It was a really, really bad situation. It hit Aaron hard, Hernandez. And his mother, evidently, starting about then and maybe even a little before that, just lost him to the streets. He didn't want to come home. Dad wasn't there. He continued to play ball. He was a real good athlete. Everybody knew. He was being recruited by the University of Florida. Urban Meyer was after this kid, right? He's from Connecticut, which has one of the best school systems in the country, okay? So he was educated pretty well. He's a big, strong athlete. He's going to the University of Florida to be a Gator with the number one coach in the country. Mm-hmm. Evidently, Urban Meyer, while he was down there, saw that this kid was troubled. Okay, he got there when he was 17 years old. Saw he was troubled. Got in some trouble there for fighting and stuff. You know, there was a couple of instances, and evidently Meyer took this kid in and started reading from the Bible, I want to say at least once a week. And evidently he saw a big change in the kid. Now, I'm going to tell you, I lost, you know, I mentioned this to John Kincaid in a tweet, and he tweets me back. He goes, "Hey, I lost my dad when I was 16 too. No difference. You know, I could cry a river. You know, I lost my dad when I was 10. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. I lost my dad when I was 10. He was my hero. He was phenomenal. He had a bad heart. He died when I was 10. Okay. My coaches became my mentors. My mother did a great job. I didn't end up on the street. I ended up with a bunch of athletes that back in the 60s, we didn't have gangs, okay? We didn't. We went out and hung out all night. We went to pool halls. You know, we got in fights. We drank beer. That's about it, okay? And then we went to bed and went to sleep. And we went to school every day. Why? Because if you didn't go to school, you couldn't play sports. So we went to school every day. Even though our girlfriends never wanted us to, they wanted to go to our house when nobody was there. And we didn't do that very often. But my point is that this kid was mad. He was, you know, I'm not making an excuse for the kid, but he is a big kid. He's 23. He looks like a hitman. He's not doing himself any favors looking mean. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Every time I see him in court, he looks mean. He looks mad. Yeah. Well, you know what? He is mad. He's not pretending. But there's not a whole lot anybody can do for him, because when you make the jump to what he's made a jump to, obviously, weapons, you know, murder. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. I mean, you don't kill people really for any reason.
And it seems premeditated to me.
Well, of course
I know
it was.
I've already said that.
Well, it looks like this guy, they were worried because he knew what they had done, probably. Allegedly.
Yeah,
at least that's what we're reading.
That's what it looks like.
Well, you know? it really does. And plus, you know, what did he do? He cleaned his house. He had a professional cleaner come over, like in that movie, The Cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Destroys his surveillance footage.
Destroys his cell phone.
Which, are you stupid?
Yeah, like they've got records without the phone.
He needs a phone for?
Well, you know what he was? He was angry. He was an idiot.
Especially with it being in the news about the NSA wiretapping and all that. You would think that he was just like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I read that in the paper the other day.
Because if you get a new phone, they can't transfer everything over, right? Because everything's on that one phone.
It's just a bad situation, and it's just going to get worse. And I just hope they catch the other people involved. Now, they have made two arrests, right? They made an arrest in his hometown.
Mm-hmm. I knew they made one. I didn't know they had made two.
No, they made two. Okay. One was in Florida. Evidently, both of them were involved. Hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody's telling these guys who these guys are. Now, whether it's from phone records, maybe he could be. But, you know, you still are going to have... I think there's a couple of things that may happen in Hernandez's favor in this. These other two guys are really bad guys.
Carlos Ortiz is one of the guys who was arrested.
That's his buddy from his hometown.
Yeah.
And there's a guy from Florida, too.
He was arrested on Wednesday.
Yeah, and the guy from Florida was arrested like Friday morning. And I got to tell you, you know, because the Florida people... you know, all the beat writers and stuff, they were all over that stuff. The guy, Sedano, you know, from Miami, the guy with the show down there. And I got to tell you, man, it's some heavy-duty stuff. And here's my question. Didn't some other guy just get busted from the Indianapolis Colts for something this week? He did.
That's what I had to say. I've been wanting to
Please
jump in.
Say
Who
it.
Is having the best week ever
the
for
NFL?
Messing up so bad?
The NFL.
This guy from the Colts, Joe LaFegde. I don't know. How
Whatever.
I don't even know this story.
You don't know this
story? Tell
that's,
story.
That's why he's having the best
week Yeah, because nobody
ever.
Knows
yeah,
about
all eyes are on...
Well, he was in Northeast. He was in Northeast, driving crazy in a white convertible Corvette. Gets pulled over and decides to jump out and run away from the cops. Gets arrested on gun charges, and nobody cares.
Hey.
Nobody cares, because they're like, is he Aaron Hernandez?
Roy,
no.
this guy's a...
Is he related? No, we don't care.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Matt, he's a free agent signing, too. He didn't even get drafted. So this kid is a long gone.
New to the league? He's not even...
Yes. No, he was a rookie.
Man.
He's a rookie. He's like 21, 22 years old.
But nobody cares.
Indianapolis
in the background.
Cares.
Hey. Hey, the White House appreciates Aaron Hernandez for crying out loud.
He's lucky that, Aaron Hernandez's thing is going on right now, and it's not drawing media, national media attention, but...
Do you know who else got in big trouble? Remember the guy from the Cowboys, the big defensive tackle?
Yeah, yeah.
He got in trouble again. You know why?
Did he really?
Yeah, he revoked his, probation, and he's going to go to jail. Because he wasn't where he was supposed to be.
That was the guy who the Cowboys
he
let
killed
allowed
his
back.
Buddy.
They let him back on the
They let him
sidelines.
On the field for a game. Which, he was still a member of the team, but he was inactive.
So basically, if you're in the NFL right now and you just want to do something horrible, do it now.
Do it right now. This is like the Spurge, or what
you
is it called?
You could stab a baby in the heart.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The
Spurge.
The Purge. I call it the Spurge. Yeah. I saw the Purge.
I didn't see it.
It was very good.
Was it
Go
good?
See The Purge. It's not bad at all. Some pretty good acting for a low-budget movie. I mean, let me tell you something, guys. I don't agree with that. And if you go see The Purge, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but you'll clap in the end. You will clap. You will not have to clap. You'll clap in the end. Okay? Hey, you know what?
So I guess three men have been arrested. So,
Aaron Hernandez.
Ernest Wallace, he's 41, and he apparently turned himself in after he saw himself on a wanted poster in Florida.
You know, we're going to be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion with more sports, more murder mysteries on AM 1230 WFAS. Light in your head and-
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, I just want to send a shout out to all the fans and friends and family of James Gandolfini, who died. And we didn't talk about his death last week, Roy, because you weren't here and we were doing a million other things. But I was a big fan. He's been in so many movies. The taking of Pelham 123 when he played the mayor of New York, he was a perfect mayor of New York. Perfect. I mean, it played it perfectly. All politics. But he seemed like he was a labor. He also played in that movie with Robert Redford when, they were in prison. Redford was, and he was the warden of the prison, and they basically took the prison away from him. That was a pretty good movie, too. I can't remember the name of it. But somebody could remind us if they call us at 240-317-7294. Let us know which James Gandolfini movie you liked the best. And let us know what you think about what's going on right now with Aaron Hernandez. What should they do to Mr. Hernandez if he is indeed guilty? How much time should he get?
Do you think he's guilty?
Do you even think he's anymore? Hey, listen, you know what they said? You know what the guy that was involved, the 19-year-old kid that was the bomber in Boston is saying? He was set up. That the American law enforcement community is setting people up. There's patsies out there that he didn't do anything. Well, I have a very open mind because I do. But this kid doesn't seem innocent to me.
Well,
I mean, come on.
I mean,
way to go on a limb there.
Somebody had to drop that package.
You might have had a better chance with the whole setup thing if you weren't crouched in a boat with a gun.
Well, after just throwing bombs at police officers from a car.
Well, yeah, but Roy, his mother says he's innocent, and so does his father. So of course he is.
I would hope that if I was ever involved in a mass bombing or anything like that, my mother would still love me.
Hey, now
my mom would love me, but she'd be like, "Why'd you do it?"
Yeah,
Roy, here's another one. What do you think about? Well, see, this is what happens when I try to say something and Matt jumps in and says something. I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway, make a long story short, it had something to do with who do you think is right, somebody or somebody, and I'll think of it in a minute. Mm-hmm. And it's something that happened last week. And it was something, but anyway, let's go on. Hey, okay. Let's talk about the NBA because you know what? I heard, billions of minutes wasted on the NBA Finals. Do you care if LeBron stays in Miami?
Yeah.
Or if he leaves?
I think he should stay.
I think he should go to L.A.
No.
I think it's over in Miami. You think he's going to stay?
I think that he caused so much
crap.
So much crap, I guess, is a great word to use there. When he left Cleveland to go to Miami.
Right.
And now the whole Miami thing is they're not, I don't know, they don't know if they're going to have enough money to keep all the contracts. The rumor is that Chris Bosh will be a free agent, that they're going to let him go.
He had two good games. And
they
won.
Knowing all that, let's say Chris Bosh does get released, okay? Let's play the hypothetical there. And then Dwayne Wade, nobody really knows how much we still have left in the tank with Dwayne Wade. He's had bad knees.
He had his knee drained the day of the final
game.
So
it looks like the Heat team, we don't know how much is left in them. Okay? It could be 1 year. It could be 2 years.
Mike Miller.
But, no, Mike Miller's not the truth. But, so that's the question there is, now that Miami seems to be on the downslope. Juwan Howard, he'll be cut. Miami they're still the favorite out of the East, but they're not the overwhelming favorite anymore. They're no longer, okay, well, the Heat are going to win the East, and let's see who comes out of the West. It's not like that anymore. Now there's teams that are starting to build up. The Brooklyn Nets just made a huge trade with Boston. So there's new teams that are coming up in the East. Rose could be back.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if he jumps ship, because to me that hurts. That will be just another nail in the coffin of what his legacy could be if he goes and tries to buy another championship.
Now, you saw Game 6 when it looked like...
I thought it was over.
I did too.
Yeah.
And then they take Tim Duncan out of the game in one of the most important times of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do that? Was it because they had to have Game 7? No, look at me. That guy's a good coach. Why would you take the best player, maybe one of the top 10 players in the history of the NBA, Tim mm-hmm. Duncan, and take him off the floor in the last minute of the game for any reason?
Well, it shouldn't matter if he had taken Duncan out or not. That should never have... If Manu Ginobili plays a better series and can take care of the basketball, and the Spurs don't enter that final minute like running around like chickens with their heads cut off, then we're singing a completely different tune.
But that's not my question. My question to you, Roy, was why take the best player on the team off the floor, who happens to be, by the way, 6'11", and he can block shots?
The thought process there, is you get good free throw shooters on the floor, and you run a kill clock situation, and you try to control the game.
All they needed was a rebound, Roy.
I'm just saying that if the only thought process that I see in that whole situation by taking Duncan off the floor is you get somebody on who can play a five wide, and you run a kill formation, and you win it.
And somebody forgot to cover who?
Well, Manu Ginobili turned the ball over about 12 times.
But somebody forgot to keep his body between the guy who got the rebound and went back up with it and got the ball back for him and the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan doesn't have that problem. He's over the rim and he's got a rebound.
Well,
because all you're looking for as a basketball coach there or a mm-hmm. player is a rebound and the game is over, basically.
Well, I mean, Ray Allen is kind of the unsung hero of that Game 6. I mean, if he doesn't hit that shot at the
extent of key... I couldn't agree more, but again, when that happened, and we all know how great of a coach
Popovich, yeah, he's a great coach.
That Pop is. Is there the possibility that maybe even Pop wanted a game seven?
No,
I'm going to tell
absolutely
you.
Not.
You don't think? Okay.
No.
Okay. And the only reason I'm saying that was one of the stupidest moves he's ever made that I can remember.
Well, Duncan is.
Duncan stays on the
37,
floor.
36,
doesn't
37.
Matter. He was fine. He had already sat like 3 minutes earlier in the quarter. He was fine. They took him off exactly why you said. They thought that they could get a rebound with that group, and they just weren't the group. I mean, you know, it all has to do with where the rebound came off, too. Came off right to the guy. And he was inside, though. He had position on – I can't remember who was outside of him, but it was somebody that needed to be inside of the guy and get the rebound. And that's the one that killed me. They shifted back up. Boom. It's good.
Manu Ginobili, he had a terrible series. He was turning the ball over left and right.
He was on the floor.
He had one good game.
Wasn't he on the floor then?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
one.
Here's my point. He's 37. He's 38. So why is he on the floor?
Manu Ginobili?
Then don't use age as a factor.
No, Manu Ginobili is 30, 32, 30. I mean, they're all old.
Look up how old Ginobili is.
Manu Ginobili is one of the younger ones.
Okay. But you got to be honest when you look it up.
Well,
I think he's a lot older than that.
No, Tim Duncan's the
well,
the eldest.
I know he's the old man, but he's also in great shape.
Ginobili's 35.
Yeah, I didn't think he was 32. But he's 35's not that young either. Tony Parker's how old?
Parker is 31.
You know what?
So
but he's an old 31 because he spent several years with that woman that wore him out. What's her name?
But Ginobili is the one. I mean, Ginobili is the one who drove down the middle of the court and
right.
Out of control.
Took seven steps in.
That was game seven.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Six.
Come on.
No,
man.
I know. Hey, we're going to be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy, I tell you what, this is why people talk NBA too long. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We haven't even talked about the Nets.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So, along with the NBA Finals, we also had the NBA Draft that came and went. And a lot of people, even the experts who ran the TV show that was going on there, so-called experts, I should say, were surprised with the number one overall pick, which I wrote in a piece like 3 days before the draft.
Did you like it? You liked him?
That I thought that he was going to go number one. He was on my list.
You know, I remember seeing that.
Because Cleveland worked him out. Cleveland talked to him.
Yeah.
It can't be that big of a surprise if the team talks to the guy, works him out, and says they're very high on him.
And he'll play right away. I mean, he'll be a starter right away. He'll be a sixth man.
He'll step in. Yeah. I mean, he'll get his minutes.
Who was number two? Well, tell everybody who was
number
one. Yeah,
number one was Anthony Bennett of UNLV.
Stud.
Mm-hmm.
Stud. It can run the floor like nobody's business.
He's a one and done. Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of people think that the one and done number one overall pick will be next year too, and that's Andrew Wiggins, who also is out of Canada. So a lot of people, they think international players, and they don't think Canada, but we could have two back-to-back number one
overalls.
I can
tell you this. They have some good baseball bats from Canada. They're called B45s. I just gave somebody a free plug there, but we use them. Barry Zito's got one, and he's got like seven hits this year. They're harder than the maple, and they sound better. They feel better. They're just better bats. Go ahead.
But yeah,
number two.
Number two was
I'm plugging all my boys today. It's my show, and I'll do what I want, baby.
Number two was Victor Oladipo, who played for Indiana.
What a stud first half of the season he had. He got a little. People started doubling and tripling him towards the end.
Well, he still had a great year. Indiana had two guys go in the top five. They also had Cody Zeller go up.
The only problem with Oladipo is he's not a real physical guy. And in the NBA, it's going to be a little different story for him, I think.
Well, Indiana, I got to watch Indiana play up close. I was at I was at the Sweet 16 at the Verizon Center, so I watched them practice.
You were on the floor when they warmed up. Mm-hmm. I got a picture of you.
Yeah,
the house. I pulled it off of Facebook or something.
Well, be careful pulling pictures off Facebook. You get sued for $2 million like that school.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I didn't pull it off Facebook.
But Indiana the way that Indiana practiced this past year was intense. I was at the Sweet 16. I was at all the practices.
Tell me who their coaches.
In Indiana, it's the. the husband of, I don't know his name.
His name
is slipping my mind right now. But
don't worry about it.
He's a Harbaugh family, basically.
He's a great
coach. Married Harbaugh's sister.
Disciplinarian, too, is what I understand.
His name is...
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it later. I'm like an attorney that asks a question that I don't that my client doesn't know the answer to.
But Indiana, they practiced up tempo nonstop. Right.
That's the way you're supposed to practice. Sweet 16.
They practiced. They had the football pads out there. They were up tempo.
That was physical practice. But they got manhandled by Syracuse. That was a great group of teams that you got to see.
It was Miami, Syracuse.
Didn't Georgetown lose in there?
Indiana. I didn't get to see Georgetown. They didn't make it far enough.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't make it to the region. That was the regional.
I saw Marquette and Miami play, and I saw Indiana, Syracuse, and then I saw Syracuse, Marquette.
And Miami was so close, mm-hmm. but so far away.
Yeah.
Who was number three, Roy?
Number three was Otto Porter from Georgetown.
Hey, can we play music or something? Because we really, really like Otto Porter.
I like Otto Porter, but I think he's a little small. He caught a lot of slack for being little.
He's a three, right?
He is a three.
Yeah, and he can rebound, though, and he can sky, and he's pretty physical. He's strong.
He
can get his own shot. Could he play the two ever?
He's 6'8", 198 pounds.
Could he play the two? Could he play the two?
That's the thing, is he won't need to play the two because they have Bradley Beal in Washington. So it'll be Bradley Beal, John Wall, and Otto Porter, and then I presume will probably be
some kind of deal.
Nene will probably play the four, maybe Trevor Booker.
Aren't they talking about making a deal for somebody right now? I thought
the Wizards.
They were talking about.
But it was pre-draft. They were talking about bringing in Luol Deng.
Right.
Going to be in a trade, and they were also looking at a trade with.
Doesn't Deng have a brother too that's playing in college? It's supposed to be really good.
I don't know.
You know the thing I like about Ernie Grunfeld. He takes a lot of crap, but
he's done a lot of crap.
Yeah, but here's the deal. In my opinion. Mm-hmm. We're shooting the messenger because I think he does what he's got money to do. Mm-hmm. And I think the owners put up with it because they're fine with just status quo. I really don't think they're all that. First of all, the same guy owns both teams now. Again,
Capitals and
only a guy with money, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. The Caps are still number one. They're going to be number one for a long, long time until we get at least one playoff series won. Maybe two. If we can ever get to the semifinals of the NBA, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden now we've got a basketball team to be proud of again.
Well, I
say we because we live in D.C.
I disagree. I think the Wizards are the number two team in D.C., and that includes the Washington Nationals. The Washington, D.C. is a basketball team. They are a basketball.
You're talking
city.
About downtown DC. You're not even including the Redskins.
I'm talking about the. Well, the Redskins are number one.
Well, they're number one now that RG3's here.
It goes. Rex Grossman was the starter, the Redskins were still number one.
I mean,
the Redskins rule that town, and then it goes. And then it goes
but there was
Wizards,
a,
and then
yeah.
Nationals and Capitals are probably right around the same.
You know what? Last year, around playoff time, the Nationals were awful hot. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take another 10 years. If we can go to the playoffs 5, 6, 7 times in the next 10 years, Nationals will be right there.
The
Redskins will be fine as long as Robert Griffin III is there.
As long as there's a football team in Washington, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
And you're right. The Caps, what's going to happen to the Caps?
The Capitals sell out and everything like that. But they've never won a Stanley Cup. They never won a championship. And the city's all about champions. And the Wizards have a championship.
All right, let's talk about who's number four.
Number four was Cody Zeller, also out of Indiana.
Yeah, he's the big guy, right?
He's a power forward slash center.
6'10"?
Let me pull up the stats for you.
I think he's like
6'10". He's right around that.
He's 6'10", 6'11". He can rebound.
He's seven foot.
Yeah, he's a big
boy. 7 foot, 240. I mean, he is a big boy, and his brother's in the league, too.
You don't think we could have used him instead of Otto Porter?
I think that the Wizards – are you talking Wizards? Or
yeah, Wizards.
The Wizards, I think the better fit there is Otto Porter at a small forward.
Well, good. I'm glad you feel that way.
The Wizards don't really have a three. They were playing
you agree
Booker.
With Grunfeld and the ownership?
I think it was an easy pick, yeah.
Well, you know what? 1-2-3, having a 1-2-3 lined up is your starters, and they can all score. They can all score. Bradley Beal can score. John Wall can score. And he can certainly dish it out. Mm-hmm. And all three of them can play defense. Even Otto Porter rebounds well.
The Wizards were looking at two guys, as I'm told. and that was Anthony Bennett and Otto Porter. And I was told that if Anthony Bennett were to have fallen to them, that they would have drafted him. And obviously he went number one overall. So Otto Porter was the easy pick there. I mean, there was really nobody after Otto Porter.
It didn't get that good. Who's number five, Roy?
Alex Len, which he
I was surprised he went so early.
Well, this guy is he's been so hit or miss all season. And for whatever reason, after the season ended, his stock rose to an incredible and unrealistic level.
Now, he was a junior, right?
He was a sophomore.
Sophomore. Mm-hmm. So he came out early.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason that that happened was that he agreed to come out. That was just going without saying.
Alex Len.
If he got drafted high enough.
He's a Ukrainian guy, which he was.
He needs dollars.
He's the only European player to come out to be drafted in the top 10, which is. You're starting to see a switch again in the NBA. A couple of years ago, after Dirk Nowitzki, after they won the NBA title, it was like European players went like every other
Absolutely.
Pick.
And now, not so much now.
No, not
anymore. So he was the first one.
He was the first European. The international player, Anthony Bennett, was from Canada. He won.
All right, who was number six?
Number six was Netherlands Noel, who a lot of people had much
now, was
higher.
Was he Kentucky?
Yeah, he's a Kentucky.
You know what? He had a hell of a series.
He had a great year.
Yeah.
He had a great year, but Alex Len...
Isn't he really skinny, Noel?
When Maryland played Kentucky, Alex Len manhandled Noel.
Well, that's because he's a skinny little guy.
But Alex... Yeah, well,
but he's got great speed.
He's 6'11",
he can sky, too. He can sky. He hits his head on the board all the time. I've seen him.
He's a dunker.
You know what? Not only is he a dunker, he's an NBA kind of guy. He's the kind of guy there's going to be highlight reels of. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably be the kind of guy now... Who drafted him?
He went to Philadelphia... Well, New
Six,
Orleans.
New Orleans,
And then he was traded to Philadelphia.
That's right. Well, he'll play right away in Philly. Matter of fact, he'll be there for
Philadelphia.
He'll be there for right.
Philadelphia had a great draft. They also took Michael Carter Williams out of Syracuse,
who will also start. He's the point guard.
He's great.
And he was almost as good as the other guy, other point guard.
He made all regional team on that. I believe he was the regional MVP.
They had more than one good player at Syracuse, and all these people in New York know what we're talking about. But that he was the guy that made it go.
Michael Carter Williams.
He's amazing. He plays great defense, too. How big is he?
It'll be interesting to see.
Is he like 6'3", 6'4"? Is he that big?
He
might be bigger
than
that. Yeah.
He's 6'6", 185. So
perfect.
He's little, but he's got a lot.
Well, Michael Jordan, if I'm not mistaken, was 6'6", 185 when he came out of college.
He's got some growing. I don't even think he's 21 yet. He's a sophomore.
No, he's a kid.
So he's going to get bigger.
Philadelphia's 76ers are going to be a team to be reckoned with in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Bynum. He's not going to be back in Philadelphia.
Right.
They obviously showed that with drafting Noel. But Philadelphia could be very good. Okay. But they're putting a lot of faith in these rookies. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Philadelphia. But you got to love what they did in the draft.
How about number seven? Who's that?
Number seven was Ben McLemore.
And he went to?
Sacramento Kings. And he's one of the guys who looked very disgruntled with his pick. There's a picture of him on, you can Google it.
Sacramento is, by the way, a great town. It's a phenomenal town to even live in.
He's the freshman out of Kansas, so he was another one-and-done guy. But
I wonder where he's from originally. Now, was he a point guard or a two?
He was a shooting guard.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's a solid player.
Kansas generally has pretty good players.
He'll step in, and he'll probably start for the Kings. I mean, the Kings were terrible last year, and there was a lot of rumors that the Kings were going to end up in Seattle, which if I'm McLemore, then I hope that Sacramento gets shipped off to Seattle so I can actually play in front of some
real fans.
Now,
the two brothers still own the Kings. They haven't sold them yet, there's talk that they're going to sell.
They tried to sell.
Yeah.
They tried to sell to Seattle, but they owe the city
Maloofs.
Of...
The Maloof brothers. They also own that place in Vegas.
They owe the... They took out a loan to build the new stadium and haven't paid the city back. So they owe the city like $60 million.
So they have a partner in the city is what it amounts to.
Yeah. Yep.
For the first time in generations, and I mean generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294.
Tell us who your NBA draft winner was.
Yeah, we want to know who you were happy with, who you were the happiest. We haven't gotten around to the Nets and the Knicks yet, but we will shortly. on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're talking NBA draft. Give us a call, 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294.
I'm confused. Hey, let me ask you a question here, Roy. Yeah. Talk to me about the Knicks and talk about that trade.
Yeah, well, the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, they did draft Mason Plumlee out of Duke.
Duke!
Who caught a lot of slack this year. I don't know what that pick's all about. I mean, he was a solid player for Duke. He was a little small and got banged around. I don't think that he'll play. But he might be a solid bench contributor. Might be a good guy to have in practice.
For the Nets.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks took a Penny Hardaway Jr.
Wow, he's got to be good.
His name's Tim Hardaway Jr., but I like to call him Penny. And
call him Quarter.
Out of Michigan, he was solid. Good pickup. Another guy that I don't think that will step in right away. He might be a D-League guy. But we'll see. I mean, he could play for the – yeah, you know, he could step in. He could shoot the lights out. So it'll be interesting. But I don't think that either of those guys will have major contributions.
You know, the amazing thing to me as an outsider to the NBA draft – and you know, the NBA is like maybe my fifth or sixth favorite thing.
Behind in sports, ball and bowling.
Behind everything. But no, that's not true.
I like that.
Let me tell you why it's that way, just what we talked about. The Wizards haven't had a team since the Bullets were here. Actually, you know when the Wizards were fun to watch the last year? Michael Jordan, when he came back. That was unbelievable. Mm. And I went to probably 40 games that year. And I went to see Michael Jordan play basketball
really
at the age of 40.
They were really bad that
year. Yeah, but they played some really good games.
You got to look at the big three, though. The Washington big three with Gilbert Arenas, Mr. Hibachi, and Caron Butler, and Antoine Jameson. They were good that year.
When yes, they had those they rivalries were, and then we got Cleveland. Rid of everybody.
Well, they got old. Antoine Jameson got shipped to Cleveland.
And he had Gilbert a great Arenas. Year or two there.
Gilbert Arenas had caught gun charges, and I think he went to the Warriors.
Yeah,
State Warriors.
I hope they're not looking for Gilbert.
And Butler, I believe he plays for the Clippers. He's a off the bench guy.
He's from UCLA and he's a great player. And he plays good O, good D, and he's very physical.
But
he's built like a football player.
I mean, the Wizards had some good years. I mean, when they were the Bullets, they had Chris Webber.
Yep.
And Juwan Howard. They're both Michigan guys.
Now we went over the Knicks. Who's the Knicks pick?
The Knicks. The Knicks took Penny Hardaway Jr.
That's right. Tim Hardaway Jr. Now let me ask you this. He went to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Did he sign? I think he was only there 2 years.
He's a junior, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him play. Mm-hmm. He had games where he was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was solid. I mean, Michigan.
But he's better offensively than defensively, wouldn't you say?
Michigan as a whole. Beeline is he's the Michigan coach, and he was the West Virginia University coach when I was there. So I'm very familiar with that system, and it's a very, very poor defensive system.
Amazing how a lot of people went to Michigan from West Virginia, including a football coach.
Yeah, Rich Rodriguez went too, and got them in a whole heap of trouble. But that system...
They're good at that.
Tim Hardaway Jr. probably did not learn anything about how to play defense, especially at the professional level, by playing under Beilein. They play a 1-3-1, they play... a weak man, and they live and die by the three. So Tim Hardaway Jr., having known that he played in a Beilein system, and I did get a chance to watch him this season. He's a three-point shooter.
Right.
And he'll, you know, he's a shooting guard. So the Knicks need shooters, but I just don't think that he is – I don't think he's going to step in and make an immediate impact. I mean, he'll get a couple minutes off the bench. I probably looked for 5-10 minutes.
All right, let's get back to baseball. David Wright – there's a good story in the Post this morning, in the New York Post. They interviewed David Wright. And David Wright, you know, for all intents and purposes, is going to stay a Met. He looks like he's going to be a Met for some time. He's extremely excited about the young arms they have in the rotation. Not only do they have Harvey, but if you've got time today, you ought to run down to Citi Field and see Zach Wheeler pitch against Gio Gonzalez. You know, Gio Gonzalez, one of the best left-handers in baseball. Mm-hmm. Rodney Dangerfield, one of my favorite comedians, just pulled up outside. And Zach Wheeler was San Francisco's number one player in their minor league organization for 2 years. kid out of Georgia. He's 6'5", 215 pounds. He throws 97, 98, and he's got four pitches he throws for strikes. This kid is worth paying money to go see. So go down to Citi Field if you can and see him. If you can't go down to Citi Field, watch him on TV. You know, that they host the Nationals today, and you need to go see that game. Roy, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Pull up MLB.com, mm-hmm. and you can all out there in the audience go to MLB.com also.
On Interactive Hour.
Yep. Go in there, and I want you to pull National League hitters,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I want you to get – it should be a long list of hitters, like 50, first 50. Let's start with number one. I'm going to tell you – you're going to give me a name, and I'll give you the position – and I'll give you whether they're going to be on the team or not, because I have a little inside information who's going to make it.
You want to buy average or?
No, dude. Just go up and down from average.
Hitting average?
Hey, you know what all I want from you is I want their batting average and their on-base percentage.
Batting average
go.
And
– who's number one?
Yadier Molina.
He makes it. He's not only having a phenomenal year defensively, as usual, but he's leading the league in hitting. His on-base percentage, what is it, 383 or 400?
On-base is 392, average 350.
That's amazing for a catcher. Buster Posey doesn't even have that, I don't think. Who's number two?
It is Michael – I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Kadire.
That's the guy we had on the show.
Michael Kadire?
Two weeks ago. We had Cuddy on the show.
I would never have thought
Michael
that,
Kadire. He's a West – well, you were out of town then.
Spelled that way.
Yeah, he's a great bridge kid. He's been in the league. This is his 16th year. And, oh, by the way, Michael Kadire just hit in his 26th straight game yesterday. He's hitting like 343 at the present time, something like that, 348. His on-base percentage is what, Roy?
It is 395.
Yeah, that's sick, crazy, solid. Crazy sick. Michael Kadire will make the team whether he gets voted on or not. Who's number three, Roy?
Segura.
You got – now, this is Jean or Jean Segura. He is the only guy, in my opinion, that's going to make the team offensively from the Brewers, because they have basically sat down. Ryan Braun is hurt. Boach wouldn't put him on anyway, in my opinion. But Segura will make the team. He has some incredible numbers. What's his on-base percentage?
366.
Yeah, and what's his batting average?
333.
Yeah, he's probably going to make the team. Who's number four, Roy?
Buster Posey
makes the team.
I'd say it's a lock.
He's only kind of won everything. Buster's hitting 310 somewhere
around
there.
And his coach is the
– Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he won't start.
Well, no, you know what? Right now, I think he is leading the voting, so he will start.
You think he'll start over
Molina? Well, he will if he wins the voting. Well, he's winning right now above Molina.
Is he?
Yeah, because all you have to do is just Google – where the voting is right now,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find that Buster Posey is leading.
I mean, two solid catchers.
They're the only two catchers who are going to make the team, by the way. And then who's next?
Joey Votto.
Joey Votto probably has an on-base percentage of 440?
436.
436, I'm pretty good at this. And what's his batting average?
322.
All right, doubles, triples, home runs.
Home runs, he has 14, and doubles, he 20. Has 15.
Yeah, how many RBIs?
38.
All right, he doesn't have a lot of RBIs. You know why? Because a guy named Brandon Phillips has driven in like 65 runs out of the four hole for them. Who's next?
Scudero.
Scudero will make the team. Why? Because Boach is the coach.
Yep.
And he deserves to, because That's he's all. Never made an all-star team, in my opinion. At least I don't think he ever has.
Yep.
This will be the only time he makes it, because his coach is the guy. And by the way, who was the guy that was instrumental in getting those guys hitting down the stretch last year for the San Francisco Giants? Marco Scudero, mm-hmm. by osmosis, just having him on the team. He's hitting right now without a pinky finger on the bat on his right hand. Who's the next guy?
Alan Craig.
You know what? He should make the team, but he's not getting voted on. He might be a coach's move, but I would say no, because he's a Cardinal. Who's next?
Carpenter.
Carpenter's going to make the team. His numbers are phenomenal. What's his OBP?
He 394.
That's amazing. Solid. What's his was he hitting 320?
He is 318. Well, yeah. 317.
That's good enough. Who's next?
Carlos Gomez.
Carlos Gomez does not make the team, because we already put Jean Segura on, and Gomez is just like him. Who's next?
Goldschmidt.
Best first baseman, best young first baseman in the league. He makes the team. No doubt about it. He's either the number one or number two guy. It's him and Joey Votto. Who's next?
Everett Cabrera.
No, he doesn't make the team. Who else?
Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman deserves to make the team. He would have to be a coach's pick. In my opinion, Justin Upton is probably going to get voted on by the fans. Unfortunately, he's only hitting 247. He's taking Freddie Freeman's spot. Freddie Freeman is a first baseman. That's what's going to hurt him.
David Wright, it would be the next guy.
David Wright is going to make the team.
Yeah.
It's his. He's a stud. Who's next?
David
Wright, by the way, is getting voted on.
Beltran.
Carlos Beltran does not make the team. Thank God he does not. He won't make the team unless he's voted on. If the fans vote him in the top three, he automatically makes the team. If he's number four, he does not make the team. Who else?
Anthony Gonzalez.
All right, hey, we'll get back to that in a minute. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy Edwards is next to me. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, for a second there, I thought we were on...
See my Danish?
Mundanish?
My Danish.
Oh, you're eating your Danish. I thought you called yourself Mundanish. You are kind of mundanish sometimes. Only when you're drunk and you can't wake up.
I don't know.
I'm Bruce Hall, and it's nice to have Roy back sober from Nashville.
One time in like two and a half years.
You got married 2 weeks before that. Are you telling me you were sober during your marriage weekend?
Well, I'm saying I didn't miss the show because I was not sober.
I'm saying one time I overslept.
Oh, God.
One time.
It's all right. I didn't have to scream
over. How long have we been doing the show?
I didn't have to scream over anybody.
We've been doing the show.
Matt has a great t-shirt on, by the way. I'm sure his wife picked it out for him. It's beautiful, Matt. I love it.
You got a stupid shirt.
Matt's lost 20 pounds in the last 4 weeks because I haven't been buying donuts. That's true because because when I buy donuts, I got to have one, so I don't buy them anymore.
Are you on a diet?
I've been on a gluten-free. I've lost 20 pounds. You don't know. You're drunk all the time.
You act like I go. I went out one time.
He's acting like the show is an intervention.
You need to get to a meeting every day.
I had lipstick on my ankle this morning because daughter left lipstick on the bench. And it seems like something happened when you were drunk. I'm like,
throw him a quarter and tell him to call somebody who gives a damn. Hey, here, let's keep going over these All-Star game things. Let's go. All right, where are we? Go.
Anthony
can't
Gonzalez.
Talk. He's eating. Who?
Anthony Gonzalez. Adrian Gonzalez. I'm sorry.
AG? No. Pass.
It just says A.
He's not going to make it. He's a first baseman. Keep going.
Well, somebody's got to go from the Dodgers.
Well, no. I'll give you somebody from the Dodgers in a minute.
Carlos Gonzalez.
Cargo goes. He's had a phenomenal year. He's just got like 70 RBIs, like 20 home runs. He plays in Colorado, but he's a great player. He goes. Keep going.
McCutchen.
He should go, and he's going to go because he's a Pirate. He's going to be a coach's addition because he hasn't been tearing it up this year. His batting average is probably 280, 290. And his OBP is probably 360. 358. I'm pretty close. Keep going.
Fowler.
By the way, 34 guys make the team. Fowler?
Dexter Fowler, yeah.
Doesn't go. Keep going.
We're getting down to those areas.
Keep going. I'll tell you when we get there. Keep going.
Okay. Ben Revere.
Who?
Ben Revere.
Doesn't go. Who else?
Michael Young.
Makes it because he's Michael Young. He'll be a coach's addition. And he's going to get traded before the trade deadline. How many RBIs does he have? 60?
21.
That's it? How many runs has he scored? 50? That's close.
33.
All right, then he doesn't go. Has he been hurt?
He plays for the Phillies.
Oh, that's right. They suck. So he may go because he's the best Philly. Keep going.
He's not the best Philly.
Keep going.
I'm telling you, we're getting down to these people who aren't.
All right, go to the pitching staff. We already know who the starters are. Go to the pitching staff. I'm snapping my fingers.
Now you got to give me a second.
It's all you do is click on pitching.
I'm there now.
All right, go ahead.
Harvey.
He goes. And he's
on freak mode right now.
He may start the game, too. Keep going.
Kershaw.
He goes. Keep going.
Wood.
He goes. Trevor Wood. He's the only.
Only Cub.
He's the only Cub. Keep going.
Locke.
He doesn't go.
What?
Even though he should. You know what? I'm just telling you, they're only going to take 12 to 14 pitchers. He's not one
of
them.
Then you think Bumgarner's going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bum's going. Who's next?
Fernandez from – he'll probably be the only Miami.
He is the only Miami guy going. Who's next?
Gio.
Gio doesn't go. Who's next?
You don't think Gio goes?
Absolutely not. Won't even be close. There's only going to be two Nats go. One's getting voted on. His name's Bryce Harper. The other is a pitcher, and guess
Jordan
what
Zimmerman.
His name is? Jordan Zimmermann.
Yeah, Jordan Zimmermann.
Keep going.
Corbin.
Corbin goes. He's freaking 11-0 or something.
Wainwright.
Wainwright's a stud. He goes. He's one of the few St. Louis guys that's going to go.
Jay Zim.
Justin, you're
Jordan
talking
Zimmerman.
About Jordan Zimmermann. He goes, and he'll pitch an inning. Keep going.
Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg is borderline, but he doesn't go. The only reason he goes because Bochy lives in San Diego, and he watched. Let me just say this. If Strasburg makes the team, it's because he played on the same travel team as Bochy's son, Brett. Keep going.
I mean, he has struggled this year.
He's from San Diego. He's got a 2.34 ERA.
Yeah, but he struggled at the beginning
of the season. He's Steven Strasburg, though. Keep going.
He's 4-6.
I already said only two Nats were going to make it, and you're just trying to talk me into something. Go.
No, I said he's not going to make it.
Well,
Leak.
Go.
Leak.
Well, I already said that. Mike Leak might make it because he's a San Diego guy, too, but he's not going to make it. Keep going.
Cliff Lee. He'll go.
Cliff Lee goes for sure. He's like the only Philly maybe besides Dominic Brown that goes. Keep going.
Keep going. This guy? I don't know who this guy is.
Well, spell his last name.
Shelby Miller.
Oh, he's a stud. He's rookie of the year right now. He goes.
Is
he goes.
See,
keep
I don't
going.
Know who that guy is.
Well, that's because you're not a baseball guy. Keep going.
Hyun Jin Ryu.
He doesn't go. He's a Dodger. Keep going.
Weird did this guy Wood. Wait, Travis Wood. Weird said him.
Keep going.
Fernandez from Miami.
He doesn't go. Keep going.
Miner from Atlanta.
He probably makes it. Keep going.
Latos from the Reds.
He doesn't go. Keep going.
AJ Burnett.
He doesn't go. Keep going. We got relief pitchers that eventually.
Kendrick.
Are
do you want to get into relief? These are all starters right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Keep going for about five more starters. Keep going. Hurry up. Come on. We got to go.
Feldman from Chicago.
No. Keep going.
Stoltz.
No. Keep going.
Lynn.
No. All right. Now we're done with starting pitchers. Now go to like the first 100. Go to the first 100 under pitching, and you'll see all the save guys. Give me the guys with more than 15 saves. Go.
Well, you got to give me a second, buddy.
I know. I love Roy. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and I'm listening to Roy.
All right. Grilly.
Grilly goes. He's a stud. He's the best.
Krimble.
Who?
Krimble. Kimbrel.
Kimbrel. He goes. He's
Kimbrel.
He's Atlanta stud. He's,
yeah, he's
setting all kinds of records. Keep going.
He's good. Mujica?
Spell it.
I don't know how.
Spell
it. The St. Louis closer.
He makes it. He's,
Edward
Mujica.
Mujica.
Mujica, he goes. J's are H's in Spanish, Roy.
Soriano.
Soriano does not go. He's a prick.
You pick the guy who's terrible at reading names.
He's a prick.
And is not
yeah, but you're doing
guy.
Great. I'm teaching you. Keep going.
Chapman from Cincinnati.
He doesn't go.
Romo from San
He goes. He's Romo. Keep going.
Papelbon.
No.
Does he get traded?
I don't care. Keep going.
You don't think he traded?
Keep going.
Houston Street.
Does not go.
He's 0 for 4.
Keep going.
15 saves.
Keep going.
Was that Heath Bell?
He doesn't go.
That's Heath Bell, though, right?
Keep going. Are we still doing guys with a lot of saves?
These are saves.
Keep
yeah.
going.
Chizik?
Who?
Chizik?
We're done.
Steve Chizik.
I've already told everybody what there is. How much time Chizik. We got left, Matt?
5 minutes.
All right, let's go to the American League. This will be easy. It'll be fun, and the Yankee fans will love it because there's not many of you on there. All right, here we go. Start with hitting. Go at the top. We got to go quick. Go. Ready? Go.
Cabrera.
He goes.
Chris Davis.
He goes. And he also gets 50 games eventually for steroids. Keep going.
Joe Mauer.
He goes.
Adam Lind.
He goes.
Dustin Pedroia.
He definitely goes.
David Ortiz.
He is Big Poppy, and he goes, and he gets 50 games.
Machado.
He goes. He's a stud. What's he got, 30 doubles? Yes. Keep going.
37.
37 doubles.
Peralta.
He doesn't go.
What?
I don't think so. Keep going.
Trout.
He goes.
Loney.
He does not go.
Donaldson.
He goes. Oakland. Keep mm-hmm. going.
Kendrick.
He doesn't go.
Lowry.
He doesn't go.
No?
No.
Okay.
What's his first name? You said Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry.
Spells first.
Jed Lowry.
Yeah, no, he's not going. He's an outfielder. Go.
He's a shortstop for Oakland.
Well, he's not the guy I thought he was then. Keep going.
Yeah, but he's still not going.
He's not going because he ain't the shortstop that's going. Keep going.
Perez from Kansas City.
No.
Evan Longoria.
Yes.
He's down there in batting.
Yeah, I know. Keep going. He's Evan Longoria. He's done commercials, jumped out of helicopters and shit.
Adrian stuff. Beltre.
Keep going.
Omar Infante.
He doesn't go.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
He doesn't go.
Adam Jones.
He goes.
Altuve.
He goes.
Adam Jones.
He's the Altuve's the only Houston Rocket. Astro. He might as well be a Rocket. Keep going.
Adam Jones is
keep
really,
going. Quit talking about what I've already talked
he's
about.
He's pretty low down there.
Keep going.
Gardner. Brett Gardner.
He goes because he's being lobbied strong and hard by a little catcher named whatever his name is, the manager of the Yankees.
Nick Markakis.
Joe. Markakis does not go. He's borderline. Come on.
Nate McLaughlin.
No. Just go in order.
I mean, I know what you're going to say with some of these
keep
guys.
Going.
Melky Cabrera.
No, of course not. All right, do pitchers. Go to pitching.
I mean, we're down.
No,
here
no. Go to pitching. Go to pitching.
Pitching. AL.
Yeah, AL. You know, Matt Wieters might make the team hitting 230. It's unbelievable. You didn't even say his name. Keep going.
Buchholz.
Buchholz goes.
Iwakuma.
Yeah, he goes. He's Seattle's maybe only guy. Keep going.
K-Rod.
He goes.
Santana from
he does
Kansas
not go,
City.
He does not go. Keep going.
He's got a...
He doesn't go.
Okay.
Well, you know what? He may be Kansas City's only guy. He goes. It's either him or Billy Buck or whatever his name is. Keep going.
Chris Sale.
He goes. Nice. Keep going.
Sanchez from... Detroit.
He doesn't go. Yeah, he goes. Keep going. He's on the DL. He doesn't go. Keep going.
Is this Hiroki Kuroda?
Yes, he goes. Kuroda makes it because it's a New York deal. Keep going.
Colon?
He doesn't. Oh, Colon goes for sure. He's an Oakland A and having a phenomenal year. After doing 50 games, by the way, for steroids, he looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yu Darvish.
He goes.
Shields.
He doesn't go.
Cobb.
He doesn't go.
Three.
He doesn't go.
Scherzer.
He goes. He's amazing. He's 13-0. Keep going.
12-0.
12-0, 13-0. Still, I was just predicting. Keep going.
Holland.
He's pitching today. He goes.
Yeah, he's good.
Keep going.
I mean, Texas Rangers have good
keep
pitching.
Going.
Who's this? Williams from Angels.
He's
Jerome
done.
Williams.
He's done. Keep going.
I don't know who this guy is. Houston pitcher, Norris.
You know what? He's Bud not Norris. Going. And we're at the end. And next week, I'll tell you who the save guys are the relief pitchers that go in the American League. Roy, great show. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. We'll be back next week with more sports, more news, and probably a lot more about a murderer.